Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Where others do lengthy podcasts, I do very short but very frequent podcasts. And we maybe mix it up a bit more in 2022, but I think most of you guys seem to like the idea of these short, on-point podcasts. So I wanted to talk to you today about Boris Johnson's claim that he's hit his New Year booster. Offering a top up to every adult in the UK. He told us that yesterday. He hailed the success of the UK's booster program, was claiming to have met his target of offering top up doses to every adult in England. That's a top off of the vaccine, which doesn't work, by the way. Yeah, you get a third dose of the thing that doesn't do the thing it's supposed to do. What a great idea, Boris, that one is. The Prime Minister also urged everyone to make getting jabbed a New Year resolution to help keep the nation free from lockdown. Oh, that's interesting. Perhaps a slightly veiled threat there, do you think, friends? Do you think in 2022 we're going to be getting a lot more of this? Listen, guys, if you know, it's like the old, the old mafia coming into your shop and saying, hey, listen, Mr. Shopkeeper, if you don't want to get things, broken, because accidents will happen, you need to pay us a little bit of money. And that's how this government is behaving to British people. It's basically using the same threat on them. So, but this is where it gets funny, because it turns out that the chief executive of the NHS Confederation says that, yeah, you might have offered all these boosters to people, but 40% are not turning up for their booked appointments. So there you go, friends. So yeah, 40%. So Boris, what a tremendous achievement. 40% of people who say they're coming for their booster don't come for their booster, despite all your publicity, despite the blizzard of propaganda, despite the media falling over themselves to tell people to get boosted. Almost half of people aren't actually taking their boosters. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm at the point where, do you really believe the figures that come forth from government? Because we keep being told, oh, the 5 million that haven't taken the jab, they really need to take it. They need to get serious and take their jab. 5 million. And then when we look at other figures, we see that number could be 20 million, potentially 25, 26 million. And I think that's probably, even if you split the difference and you say it's somewhere in between, well, that's roughly 14, 15 million people. That's huge. That's few. And if it's the 26 million, then that means that the pure bloods, you and I, are a third of the population. It's a huge number. And that kind of makes sense, because that would then suggest that's why the government keeps hammering at this one, because they know there's so many of us that haven't taken the killer jabs, that haven't taken the clot shots. Boris, anyway, he's beating his chest. He's doing the usual stupid thumbs up gesture that he does whilst looking like a scarecrow. And according to the government, we've got 50 million people, just over 50 million people have taken their first dose. Just under 50 million have taken their second dose. And then about 32 million have taken their third dose. The thing about it is, UK population isn't 50 million, is it? UK's population is 70 million. So that's weird. Not weird. Oh, but don't worry, there's millions of people can't take their, for whatever reasons, can't take their jabs. So I'm not sure about that one. I think it is, again, continuing the reality that when Boris talks about, the success of the booster program, what success? We know that I'm sure those of you listening this or watching this will know of people who have taken their third booster and promptly tested themselves and tested positive for COVID. So, and again, there's a logical inconsistency here. If the first jab didn't work and the second jab hasn't worked, why would the third jab work? Oh, but that's because it wanes. You see, it wanes. Okay, let's go with the argument that it wanes, because I don't remember them telling us that back in January of 2021, do you? When people were queuing up back then, were they being told, oh, don't forget, please remember, this is going to wane after a couple of months, so you'll have to come back. No one was told that. They were told it was 94 to 97% totally effective and totally safe. So as I've said yesterday to you, people were lied to, obviously, at the beginning of this year, but they're still being lied to at the end of the year by the same people, the politicians, by the NHS, by the media, by the celebrity endorsers of the COVID regime. These people, their job is to lie to you, to look you in the eye with a solemn face and then spout the most egregious nonsense, most of it not backed up by scientific data. So Boris is saying he's met his target. Everyone's been offered a jab. Yeah, Boris, but 40% of those who've been offered a job didn't turn up to take it. Is that a success? Well, it's 60% more than otherwise mightn't have taken the job. Really? How do we know that? And how do we even know it is 60%? These are the NHS figures. And I don't trust any figures coming out of the NHS. I think the NHS, again, as I've said in previous podcasts, cannot be trusted. It's untrustworthy because it's part of the whole narrative. It's pushed out all kinds of dodgy figures to accommodate the political narrative. That's the thing in this one. You know, I got into a debate with someone recently who were saying, oh, you see, David, the issue is that the Tories are seeking to privatise the NHS. That may be true. I'm not saying it's not true at this point, but would that make the NHS any worse if it was privatised? I mean, if it's privatised, then presumably our national insurance contributions would no longer be required. People would either have to pay to use it or not, as they chose. So, and it's not that Labour would run the NHS any better or make it any more trustworthy. So yeah, I don't know about these figures at all that are being churned out day after day by the apparatchiks in the NHS, different trusts around the UK. But the one thing that we have for sure is that Boris, by his own admission, he theoretically may claim everyone was offered a booster. But the reality is that a significant section of those who said, yeah, we'll turn up, Boris, don't worry about it, 40% of them, no shows. This is a reality. And again, 40%, it yet again shows that there is a significant block of us who are not going with them and with their narrative. And that's something to be thankful for, I think. So thank you very much for listening. Catch up with you soon.